Okay, so we have Steve tonight to share his experience, strength, and hope. You can share as long as you like about anything. You can talk about any topic really related to recovery or what's affecting your life. You can talk about food. You can I know some meetings they don't want you talking about other stuff, but you can just talk about whatever, is on your heart tonight. So without further ado, I'd like to welcome Steve from Chicago.
Thanks. Hi, I'm Steve and I'm an alcoholic. A week ago today, I celebrated 45 years of sobriety. I started when I was 37 and now I'm 82. When I was a kid, I had an occasional drink with the family, but it never seemed to affect me. A sip here or there never triggered me into desiring more. But once I finished high school, I decided I wanted to see what it felt like to get drunk. I didn't gradually get there. And my parents were fairly liberal with me. They let me go out and stay out late at night or whatever I wanted to do, as long as I maintained at least a B average in high school. They weren't always good to me. I had problems with them. My father used to beat me until I was 14. Then I pushed him away and he realized that he couldn't physically dominate me anymore. And so things settled down after that. But I was an irresponsible, maladjusted kid. I set fires. And I just didn't know how to behave. I had almost no friends. In high school, I was lazy, but I enjoyed sports. I was on the wrestling team. And I think the thing I was most proud of when I was in high school was I was the physical fitness champion in my junior year. It was some national test where you had to run so far, do chin-ups, et cetera. And out of 180 or so guys, I was number one. Well, anyway, I started drinking after high school. And I thought it was fun to get drunk. And I continued to get drunk thereafter. It's hard to say exactly when I became an alcoholic, probably by my junior year in college. I drank a lot of beer then, and I transferred from college to college, just not feeling at home until I reached the University of Wisconsin, which was known as a drinking and party school. So I did a lot of drinking there. I was probably pretty lucky to graduate because I didn't study all that much. And then I drank. I think at my peak, I was drinking approximately half a fifth a day, 10, 12, 14 ounces of alcohol. I remember I was spending something like $75 a week. And I checked online, and $75 a week 45 years ago is equivalent to $300 a week nowadays, so I was really wasting a lot of money on the booze. I tried to cut back several times. It didn't work. One time I quit for 2 months when I was in my 20s, and it was hard. I could hardly stand it being sober. And after about 2 months, I said, well, this is long enough. I've given my body a rest. What more could you expect? Blah, blah, blah. I went back to drinking. When I was about 30, my wife at the time somehow persuaded me to go to AA. And I went reluctantly for 2 or 3 weeks and didn't like it and quit. I didn't like all the cigarette smoke and the religiosity. But at any rate, I continued to drink. And one day at a party, I woke up after a bad drunk and said, I'm not going to drink anymore. only half believing it, only this time it was actually true. I went to an alcoholism counselor who pronounced me alcoholic and referred me to outpatient counseling. So I did the counseling. Well, I started the counseling. The counselor said, you have to go to AA if you want to continue here. So I said, well, I went there before and I didn't like it. They said, well, that's our requirement. So I said, okay, and went back. To my surprise, this time I liked it. I still didn't like the religiosity with me being an atheist, but I liked the people. And I liked the fact that they were staying sober and helpful and friendly. So I stuck around. After a year, a friend of mine and I started an agnostics and others group in AA, which was more to my liking, but I drifted away from that when I moved. And sometime later, I forget exactly when, I started an SOS, Secular Organization for Sobriety meeting in the Chicago suburbs. It was kind of like this. It was informal. You could do anything you wanted. And there was little to no God talk. But I couldn't keep it going. People just weren't interested and they drifted away. So at first I was thoroughly indoctrinated in an almost cult-like fashion to believe in what AA was teaching. Then finally I just challenged it. I says, I don't want to do this. I don't want to do that. And now I don't really work any of their steps at all. I just stay sober. I'm not knocking, I don't want wish to knock AA. It's some of the stuff is very good, and that's where I did get started on my sobriety. But this God talk just annoyed me. And I'm losing the train of my thought here. Yeah, several months ago, I started attending online meetings such as this one and discovered I liked them quite a bit. And to me, for me anyway, the essence of recovery is the fact of meeting and talking with and getting help from other recovering alcoholics. To me, the steps are unproven, probably not necessary, but if someone else wants to work on, more power to them. I don't have any control over it. One concept that did help me a lot in the beginning was the idea of taking one day at a time, because I was looking ahead and saying, what? Not drinking again forever? That's impossible. Why even try? I'll just drink. And I thought it was a game, but it actually worked for me. And nowadays, I don't even do that. I just stay sober and don't particularly think about it. I've been asked, well, how do you stay sober so long? It's just a habit now, the habit of not drinking. I don't particularly miss it, and it just isn't that hard for me to continue my sobriety. I did love to drink. I like to drink Myers rum. I used to drink Drambuie, straight whiskey, Beck's beer. There are only two kinds of drinks I hated, and those were gin and vodka. And I'm glad I'm sober now, and it is helpful for me to be a member of a group and share with people online, and I have a reasonably good life now. I don't crave alcohol. I'm in okay health. I mean, there are things wrong with me. I'm 82, for Christ's sakes. And things are reasonably good, except that I'm going to inject a little politics. I've been to a few meetings recently, and there were people who were agonizing that they felt that they couldn't speak out against the current government in America. And they said it was affecting their sobriety. I try not to let anything affect my sobriety. I say I don't drink no matter what, because it certainly isn't going to make the situation any better, is it? But I'm with all these people who hate the current American government. I can't say I'm ashamed of it because I had nothing to do with it being set up. But I mean, if it's affecting people's desire to stay sober, it's really a serious matter. At any rate, that's all I have. Thank you.